everybody. There's a ceasefire, apparently, between Israel and Iran. Except within minutes of Donald Trump posting that to his Truth Social account, Israel launched a few more missiles at Tehran. Details. But the president moments ago on Truth Social announcing, congratulations, everybody, we have a ceasefire. He also has said a lot of other things that are untrue and internally conflicting. For example, Donald Trump over the last, 24, 30 hours. It was just with respect to the Iranian bombing of the U.S. base Al Udeid in Qatar, said that there were 14 missiles. Then he said there were 19. Anyways, I don't know if there's a ceasefire. We'll continue to keep you posted on the breaking news this hour. My name is Maggie Dawn. This, of course, is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. On Mondays, I have a great co-host. His name is Matt Rothschild. He hosts Wisconsin Forward, a podcast that you can find on our website, civicmedia.us, at Apple Pods and Spotify. Matt, we had Elon Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council for the first half hour, and our incredible production folks here on the Maggie Dawn Show pulled together a couple of highlight clips for us to help kick off our discussion this afternoon. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Are you worried about escalation? What is the next step? How concerned are you about Iranian cyber attacks? Most importantly, if you have children or family members that are deployed in the Mideast, are you concerned for their safety? What comes next? That's what I want to know. 855-752-4842. Let's take a listen to the first clip from Elon Berman earlier on this program from the American Foreign Policy Council.
So this is where sort of political practice and standards intersect with imminence and with the reality of politics, right? Because let's be clear, had Congress been notified, the news of this would have leaked, right? This is sort of the system that we're operating.
Well, then why tell Congress anything, right? They use skits.
No. Look, Congress has the ability and the constitutional duty to, if this becomes a protracted conflict, right? Congress holds the power of the purse. They have the right to bless it with the power of the purse, right? However, if you go back and you look at, say, the Obama administration, right, I can count on the fingers of one hand, right, the number of times, right, there was Pakistan, there was, the strike against bin Laden, all that stuff. All that stuff included episodes that did not involve prior notification for Congress, because sometimes surprise is necessary. So to me, it's not this one moment where Congress was not notified beforehand. It's how we proceed from here, what the balance is between the legislative and executive branches.
Chopping it up a little bit with our expert there. Who needs Congress? I found a little problematic.
I mean, it's not just the power of the purse that Congress has. Yeah. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives Congress the sole power to declare war. And going to bomb another country is clearly an act of war. So that's why I vehemently oppose what Trump has done here. This was a violation of the U.S. Constitution. It was a violation of the U.N. Charter, which says you can't go attack another country. There is a self-defense clause, but that is, if you're going to be attacked like tomorrow, you can do some self-defense preemption. This wasn't preemption on the part of the United States. Iran wasn't going to attack the United States. It's not that crazy. And so this was an illegal, unconstitutional act of war by President Trump. And, I'm just so sick of all these presidents, one after another, taking unilateral action. Ronald Reagan invaded Grenada. George H.W. Bush invaded Panama. Bill Clinton bombed Serbia. George W. Bush invaded Iraq when Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Barack Obama bombed Libya. Biden bombed the Houthis. I mean, what gives these guys the right? I mean, James Madison told us 200 years ago to give the president the sole authority to declare war would be too much power for one man to have, too much temptation for one man to have.
855-752-4842. Do you agree with Matt? Here, this is, the juxtaposition is the Article One war power, right? Again, Congress. That gets juxtaposed and has who knows what it all means with Article Two and the concept of the commander in chief, right? And here is where I think we have found ourselves on the slippery slope of slippery slopes. And that is if a president, without even notification to members of the intelligence committees of both chambers of Congress, can launch a significant missile attack with these, I forget what the technical term is, I have it here somewhere, but these underground penetrating ordnance that weigh tens of thousands of pounds, that they can mobilize tens of thousands of troops in that arena and not even notify Congress, when what the president has been saying has changed drastically over the last 2 weeks, even. It went from, remember everybody, went from this is Israel's thing, we're not part of this. Then it went to, we're going to be the ones that broker peace. They had a meeting scheduled, for crying out loud. Then it was, well, maybe we're not doing that, and Iran's not a good faith actor, to, okay, we're bombing them, but just bombing them, to Donald Trump then tweeting about regime change. We've got to talk about all of that. We're going to review some of the constitutional precedents that Matt has mentioned. Are we on the slippery slope of slippery slopes? In the post 9/11 world, both Democrats and Republicans using the military without congressional approval. Should we continue this way or not? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.